Chapter 4, Our Fundamental Nature.
We are made to seek happiness, and it is clear that feelings of love, affection, closeness, and compassion bring happiness.
The Dalai Lama's view that the purpose of human life is to seek happiness is closely linked to his belief that the fundamental nature of human beings is gentle and compassionate, that all beings possess an underlying state known in Buddhist philosophy as Buddha nature, a state in which the mind is completely untainted by the negative emotions and thoughts that are the source of our suffering.
I believe that every one of us has the basis to be happy, to access the warm and compassionate states of mind that bring happiness. In fact, it is one of my fundamental beliefs that not only do we inherently possess the potential for compassion, but that the basic or underlying nature of human beings is gentleness. Now, the Buddhist doctrine of Buddha nature provides some grounds for the belief that the fundamental nature of all sentient beings is essentially gentle and not aggressive. But there are also other grounds on which I base this belief. I think the subject of human affection or compassion isn't just a religious matter. It's an indispensable factor in our day-to-day life. So first, if we look at the very pattern of our existence from an early age until our death, we can see the way in which we are nurtured by others' affection. It begins at birth. Our very first act after birth is to suck our mother's or someone else's milk. That is an act of affection, of compassion. Without that act of mutual affection, that bond, we cannot survive. That's clear. Then our physical structure seems to be more suited to feelings of love and compassion. We can see how a calm, affectionate, wholesome state of mind has beneficial effects on one's health and physical well-being, while negative states of mind, such as anger and hatred, are destructive to our health. We can also see that our emotional health is enhanced by feelings of affection. To understand this, we need only reflect on how we feel when others show us warmth and affection, or observe how our own affectionate feelings or attitudes automatically and naturally affect us. These gentler emotions and the positive behaviors that go with them lead to a happier family and community life. So, I think that one can infer that our fundamental nature is one of gentleness. And if this is the case, then it makes all the more sense to try to live a way of life which would be more in accordance with this basic gentle nature of our being.
But if this is the case, one also naturally wonders why there is so much aggression and conflict in the world.
Of course, anger, violence, and aggression may certainly arise, but I think it's only on a secondary or more superficial level, in a sense. It arises when we are frustrated in our efforts to achieve love and affection. They are not part of our most basic underlying nature. So although aggression can occur, I believe that these conflicts aren't necessarily because of human nature, but rather a result of the human intellect, unbalanced human intelligence, misuse of our imaginative faculty. I believe that our most fundamental nature is gentleness, and our intellect developed later in the course of human evolution. And if that human ability, that human intelligence, develops in an unbalanced way, without being properly counterbalanced with compassion, then it can become destructive. But I think it's important to recognize that if human conflicts are created by misuses of human intelligence, we can also utilize our intelligence to find ways and means to overcome these conflicts. When human intelligence and human goodness or affection are used together, all human actions become constructive. When we combine a warm heart with knowledge and education, we can learn to respect others' views and others' rights. This becomes the basis of a spirit of reconciliation that can be used to overcome aggression and resolve our conflicts.
The Dalai Lama's view of the underlying compassionate nature of human beings seems to slowly be gaining ground in the West. Over the past two or three decades, there have been hundreds of scientific studies indicating that aggression and violence is not innate. It is not genetically programmed into human nature. Violent behavior is influenced by a variety of biological, social, situational, and environmental factors. Even though we have the neural apparatus to act violently, that behavior is not automatically activated. Most contemporary researchers in the field currently feel that we have the potential to develop into gentle, caring people or violent, aggressive people. The impulse that gets emphasized is largely a matter of training. Once we conclude that the basic nature of humanity is compassionate rather than aggressive, our relationship to the world around us changes immediately. Seeing others as basically gentle instead of antagonistic and selfish helps us to relax, trust, live at ease. It allows us to wake up each morning in an atmosphere of kindness rather than one of hostility and apprehension. It makes us happier.